you kids speak?
No, I mean,
oh, okay. So, Rusty, we will get to that.
Monday.
No, well, we'll see. We'll try to answer it a little few hours later.
With Ginny.
Yeah, Ginny's coming on.
Ginny has a metal plate
in
her ankle.
Right. Yeah, so
it's been 24 hours.
Good.
I'm announcing it.
And Ginny, thank you, Greg. Is Ginny coming on in an hour?
We both are, yep.
Okay, so we can address the metal plates question in an hour.
She's pretty good at that. Yes, she is.
Okay, very good. Now, there's another message from Wendy in Calgary. Bob, I'm still listening. I'm guessing lots like me are on computer or other devices to save phone battery to call and talk again later. You're doing such a marvelous job. Glad, wonderful, loving Dr. Dean there to take care of you. Hugs and love, Wendy. All right, Virginia in Cincinnati. Hi, Carolyn. Regarding conversation with Corbin about diet, many years ago, when you were my primary physician in Toronto, you suggested I give up vegetarianism and incorporate some free-range poultry into my diet because O blood types require more protein. I'm O positive. I've always been so grateful for your advice because over the years, I've generally enjoyed excellent health. Thank you. All right, so there's lots of messages over in the other part. Well, what is this? There's a few. Rusty over there says, hey, Corbin, put me, PM me through Dupes. Now, Allison, Corbin is not a member of Dupes. I don't even think he has a computer. So, great news about Dweezil, says Allison. I saw that show in Seattle a few years ago. I would easily go again. Just check the tour dates, and they'll be playing the Neptune, nice venue, on January 30th, 2014. Come to Seattle and stay with us, and we can all go, Corbin. So you got an invite to go to Seattle. Phone. You should talk to Allison. Talk to Corbin on the phone. I can give you his phone message, phone number if you need that.
Yeah, give her my phone number. That'd be great. But I'm saying that it's the 40th anniversary of the Roxy and elsewhere, December 8th, and it's maybe too short a notice, but what dates are we talking about, 2014?
January 30th.
January 30th. Possibility, and she's going to put me up, huh?
Yeah.
No, I look forward to meeting her. I mean, you know, even on just a friendly level, you know, so that's fabulous, wonderful, wonderful.
All right.
But I think I might, you know, kind of go the hot route, you know. I've got to do my... How do the guys do this stuff anymore? You got to find her, wind her, sneak up behind her, wrap like a dummy till you finally unwind her. If you should see a girl on the street. All right, so what are we doing about this JFK bullshit yesterday? Was that overload or was that just like what? I mean, come on, Bobby, you said you were going to continue with this. And I have a question for you, and I think I've figured it out. No, I haven't figured it out. I have enough facts. Bobby was approximately the same build and stature as Oswald. Now, not that he had anything to do with Oswald, but he could have been a mannequin in one of the shop windows. And, oh, there's the Kennedy car. Bobby, where'd that mannequin go? And he's running down the street. Help, help, change my clothes, change Carolyn, Carolyn. No, it wouldn't have been Carolyn. It was the Johnson people, Secret Service, and the CIA and the Mafia. Like, get in the car, kid. God damn it. You're going to fuck shit up.
Okay, let me finish.
And one more point. I don't mean to cut you off. The actual Zapruder film, the Warren Commission, the original one, well, both of them, they had taken the Zapruder film and taken the frames out of sequence, so when the bullet hit a certain way, it looked like it was coming from the back, But they had basically edited it down that that was media manipulation at its finest. And then Johnson was sworn in within 3 hours of leaving Dallas. Now, let me run a couple...
No, Corbin, we're going to put you
on. Go ahead. Yeah. Let me speak in a minute.
I knew what I was doing. So let me go do this. So in the message box, Rusty says, new here. Do they answer in quick messages if you send them in? Yes, we do, Rusty. Allison says, yes. Usually Bob bounces back and forth between the chat room and the InQuick, but this show is special. There may be too much contact content to get the messages, chat, comments to line up with the show timing. Bob is doing a bang-up job. No, we're on it, Rusty. Everything's okay. Then Rusty says, I agree. We can't stop listening. We are so intrigued by y'all. Can't wait to start the drops and everything else. That's good, Rusty. Are you male or female, Rusty? Womble says, have enjoyed the great info and entertaining listening since Katie. Looking forward to Vinnie Eastwood also. Heard Carol mention lamb chop and broccoli. Got hungry. Now may have to go eat. Love to y'all. Wheels says, congrats, Bob, on 24 hours. Martha says, what's up with the negative RH blood types? Is it angel blood? Not angel blood, is it, Carol? It's just human blood at its ascended. Right, Carol?
I think so,
yeah. Yeah. And then Martha says, only 15% of the population has it, I heard. Negative RH blood. Well, no, Ian says we don't even have the RH blood when you're ascended. Isn't that right? No, no.
I think we'll lose the RH factor. Yeah.
The RH factor. And then Roxana, location Lucifer, says, so are the Bootians ascended humans? That's spelled B-O-O-T-E-A-N-S, Roxana. Yes, they're kind of ascended humans. They were here originally, and then they evolved out and went all over the place, which is the recording I'm playing right now is dealing with that statement in the booklet. Let's see. Robin Tottenham, Corbin, can you get a guitar out and play us a jam? What do you think, Corbin? Can you do that?
Yeah, I could. I just don't know how the sound quality would come out. It might be a little bit loud, and it's electric.
Okay, well, we'll see. Okay, I'm going to play more of this session.
One little thing, Lynette. Now, remember, it's on the archives. 3 or 4 weeks ago, I was being jovial and facetious. I said, Bobby smokes crack, okay? You know, and then there's another one I have. The Pope smokes dope while hanging on a rope. Little boys like him, and then they have to choke. Anyway, nonetheless... The mayor of Toronto was smoking crack. Oh, they're just having a field day with this. And then another guy down in Florida smoking crack, you know, and he's not a young man, you know. What's up with that, you know? Is that the chemical body?
Yeah, chemical body doing its thing. Now, listen to this. Sky Goddess Sue's son, Brendan, was one of the main workers in Rob Ford, the crack guy's office. But the news we got from Sue the other day is that Brendan has left. He was offered a new position, chief of staff, but it wasn't enough pay. So he went to another counselor in the City Hall building. So Brendan has left Rob Ford's building. Doesn't have to babysit him anymore and gone across the hall to another politician. So that's the latest update. So that's how close we are to this thing, Corbin. We've been playing, Carol plays Brendan's music on the show, on her show Monday every week. And here
right,
it is.
But here's the point I'm making. Essentially, I had just facetiously referenced it, and the thoughts become things. And lo and behold, it's on the news. I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, I mean, Toronto, Nova Scotia, you know, and you're familiar with that territory. And I was like,
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah, so you started about talking about the crack before it hit the meme. Okay, very good.
Well, now this is a place of power. Anything I say happens. It's scary, Bob. I'm getting scared shitless, man.
Yeah, I think you should be. I think you should be scared. Hey, look, there's new people here, sort of. No, they're not anybody. It's the same usual characters. Mute all.
All participants are now muted.
The Boodians, the history of consciousness and evolution as presented by the Evergreens on September 8, 1997. And we're going to have a little overlap replay, a sentence or two before we get into new stuff. Here we go.
So, a mundane, but so essentially lacking of something. That life in another form, just in the existence of you could term it life where there is energy, or life where there is solid, it would be very different if there were a reorganization of the concept of life. Could living things be created? Now, if you're going to create something that's going to live, then you have the ability to do so. You create the conditions in which it happens. And this we point out is in many, many locations.
Spirit, you're saying, could do that.
Could do this, yes. That this life would be given something that solid doesn't have, which is, I term it a randomization, but it all come under the heading of consciousness and under the heading of will, could grow, could choose. You see? So life is not random, but it does introduce very different things into existence.
All right, so you've just been explaining why the easy spirit went through the easy phase and then decided to put a new factor into this physical dimension.
Yes.
And you were saying the new factor was life?
Yes, life.
That means viruses and bacteria.
Animation. Life, virus, bacteria, cellular components, all of this. The construction of a system that would allow it, or would point towards it, or would give it. So, that spark of life, you see, the conditions that life had to have in order to begin were created. And from that came living things.
But what were the beings that left this planet?
No, well, they're not beings. It was spirit.
Ah, it was spirit.
Spirit, oh yes.
It wasn't life.
Life as you would see it. It was spirit.
And they would inhabit rock and be these long experiences, but they could, did they create spaceships and
no.
Boats?
No, not at all.
So this first, the easy phase is not really the physical phase.
Not at all. It is associated with the physical, or that there would be something that would be within a rock, within a mountain, within an area, within that physical.
Yeah.
Yes, but it was a different phase. You can learn if you are a rock. But what? Only from a rock's perspective.
Right, but so...
It was considered very good when it began.
All right, but the Boodians, now they're physical.
You see, life began when spirit decided life would be.
But the Boodians already existed before.
No, they did not exist.
So that's where I'm misreading what the speakers are saying.
Yes. What is happening is the spirit was in the universe, all of it. And it was chosen to inhabit the universe. And from that inhabiting, they would learn, they would be a participant in the universe. But there was no life in the universe. universe, as you would see life as.
Yeah.
So, create life.
Well,
the spirit could be associated with the life.
Well, then the Buddhians
evolved, grew.
From this, on this earth?
No, not on this earth.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
In their location.
So the way it's written in the speaker's booklet that they lost where they came from and came here and realized this was where they came from, that meant...
applies to spirit.
Oh, wait a minute. It would be that they came here and saw how they began?
No, they saw how life began in this place. They knew that life had begun in the Bhutan area. They knew this because they existed.
Yeah.
Because they were the result of spirit.
Oh, you mean they way back? They're part of the easy phase on that planet.
Exactly.
Oh, the easy, but they're. Well, wait, they're part of spirit. They're not part of the life phase that we're called the second phase.
Oh yes, they became a life. They were spirit first. But then life began throughout the universe.
Right.
It was created where it would grow, and it has grown. There is a tremendous amount of life in the universe. So, the Bhutians themselves were that life form that came to this sphere, this place, and realized that life was in other places.
And the speaker's thing says they realized where they came from.
They realized the universal state of life. But they realized that there must be something behind it that caused it. And that, to them, was a marvelous discovery.
Because they came from spirit, you know, this is...
So they did not know it.
They did not know it.
No, they did not. Nor did life on this planet know that it came from spirit. It just knew that it was life. It did not know its antecedent in the energy that is created by spirit. Just as there is life in so many locations in the universe that have not yet to this day recognized where they've come from. Life is a universal thing. How it's manifested, it varies in many, many ways because of many, many environments. But what animates that life? That it spontaneously came about, like spontaneous combustion? No. It's realized that there has to be a force in here. But to realize life is separated from spirit. Spirit knows that it's spirit. Life knows that it is life. But it has only been in certain environments where it has been realized that life has come about because of spirit.
So the Bhutians realized that?
They realized it when they realized that life was everywhere.
So they,
life was here.
Yes, they evolved on their own planet in the Bhutians constellation.
Yes.
And they did not know there was other life in the universe.
Well, no, they did not until they explored.
And were we one of the first life they found?
Yes.
I see. So that's why we're a special place for them.
It's in that way, yes. Special.
Right. Now, there were other civilizations in other parts of the universe,
yes,
who maybe realized this before the Bhutians.
Yes.
I see.
They've not gone in the direction the Bhutians went. You see, some look upwards, and what do they see? They see a sky. They would see stars. They would possibly navigate by stars. They would possibly give a name to all of these stars. They would use that as a concept. On certain other places, beings have looked upwards, seen the stars, and they turned their eyes down again. Because, as far as they were concerned, stars, sky, no relevance. So they've gone in other directions.
Right.
And as far as a decision for a life form to leave somewhere, inevitably a life form leaves one place because it has been untenable for them to remain. Bhutians were not placed in that position. They chose to explore. They did not by necessity, by crowding or problems. It was a part of their curiosity. And what you could say is that the Butians and the people of Earth share, well, there are, of course, others, but this is a point to be made of those too, is they share a common trait. It's called curiosity.
And there are other civilizations in other parts of the universe that have that, and they travel from their home millions of years before the Buddhians did.
Yes.
Yeah.
But others not.
And others didn't.
And still haven't.
Are they even less developed than we are?
Far less developed.
So this is a different kind of life we'll find.
A different kind of life, but still life.
Right, but we will find these various lives, lives like this, of degrees of difference in evolution.
Mm. Well, there's something to be brought out of this particular point, and that is to set aside certain conventional thinking. Well, this so-called law of first contact, that you do not disturb a civilization in which you can, that you do not interrupt its natural growth.
Right, there's that concept. We brought this up before from Star Trek or something.
Exactly.
What's it called? The Prime Directive.
The Prime Directive. Yeah. First law of first contact.
Yeah.
You see, that is nonsense. You see, what if the Butians were to return now? The world would change. Would it be improper for it to change? No, the Butians know that there is no such force as any that would prevent this. Either you could live on an island in which there is a volcano and you would learn rapidly to survive that volcano. If someone brought about ships so you could leave that island, then you would accept the ships. The point is, any advanced civilization knows that it has to change. A civilization that is not advanced knows it has to. It has to.
Yeah, any civilization that is not advanced knows it has to change.
Now, that's a different matter.
Oh, I thought that's what you
said. Any advanced civilization will change a civilization that's not advanced. It has to. Now, would that other civilization accept the changes? The answer is yes.
So the Buddhians are in the second phase, not the easy phase.
Not the easy phase.
So spirit decided to create life.
Yes.
After, so they weren't in any movement form. They were experiencing rocks and trees or early whatever chemistry was on the different planets. They were experiencing this for eons.
Yes.
Then they decided, well, we've got to create something that moves of its own will or something.
And has its own volition.
Yeah. And so that happened millions and millions of years ago.
Yes.
And many, many, much movement has been created.
Yes.
So when the Buddhians, as the speakers in the booklet say, came and saw themselves, it's not that they came from this planet.
No.
It's that they realized that was their experience, just like we're going to have soon. This is life in other parts of the planet.
Good.
I get it.
Yes.
Yeah. So actually, the speaker's booklet
is, as we've been saying, it's not as in-depth as the discussions that you and ourselves have had.
Right, because that was an introductory booklet.
Yes.
It could be redone in more accuracy.
And with more fullness, yes.
Yes, more fullness. All right, so do you think of a question that comes out of this, Ellie? Because I might go into another... Okay.
Thank you. Jew.